Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great Mungo, bye-bye.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Quick note that's got nothing to do with nothing, but you guys were playfully talking during the changeover thingy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what he calls it? Handoff thingy.
Handoff
thingy. The handoff thingy.
Yeah, the handoff thingy.
Yeah, it's a little more salacious.
Yep.
What up, FP?
My guy.
Yeah. Giants have won two in a row.
They're hot.
Are they wearing the Orange Fridays tonight, or have the jerseys not arrived yet?
Good question.
We'll see. Blake Snell and the Orange Friday, we'll see.
Wasn't the report 2 weeks ago that it wasn't going to be until, like, May or something?
That's the City Connects.
Oh, that's
Tuesday
right.
Night.
That's right.
Yeah. It's Friday. Don't make me feel like it's Tuesday on a Friday, Grandy. That will get me
my fault.
Bad mood over here. No, you're making, not making fun of me, but you were playfully talking about how I went to get the tux.
Yes.
The lovely Christie's daughter's boyfriend.
You're just a good guy was the backdrop of all that.
I think it's actually kind of an obvious thing to do. Like, these are other people who I love who are going to drive into the city on their own time on a Friday afternoon to pick something up that was urgent that is right next to where I'm already going. I'm like, oh, let me grab it for you.
You can downplay it if you want, but it's a backdrop of you in general being a good guy.
Well,
anyway,
all I wanted to say was, it is prom season. That is starting this weekend. I now know that, not only because there are high schoolers in my familia, but also because I walked in the men's warehouse and there's 28 signs that say, prom season! Woo!
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody, and I don't know how big we are in the 18-year-old demographic, but we're trying. Everybody, have a great time. Have a great time. Please don't drink and drive. Like, just... Please don't do that. Don't ruin your life. Have an unbelievable time. Listen, it can be a night that you never forget. And I mean that in multiple ways.
Right.
Make it a night that you never forget for all of the good reasons. If he or she is your one or whatever, go have a great time. Be with your people, because now you don't. It's not like when you and I were that age. You don't even need a date. Just go. Be there with your friends. Eat food. Come into the city. Do your thing. Whatever. Do not make, like, just promise yourself right now, don't make a bad decision. And call your people if you end up in a spot where you need a ride.
Good public service.
Just felt like saying that.
Good.
Just felt like saying that.
Yeah. And you said it at 3:04, where most of the kids are still in school, but I mean, maybe they have the Odyssey.
Shows what you know. Nobody goes to school anymore.
Seriously?
They just go to prom. 3:04 on a Friday? They've been out for 2 days.
I have no idea.
My God. Yeah. No, they show up at like 11 and they usually leave at lunch.
Both of my kids, who are now in their 20s, neither one of them went to prom. It's not something that you did in Oakland at Skyline High. I don't even know if they had a prom.
Yeah.
They
kind of went away for a while. COVID was a killer for a lot of these events.
And that was my younger son lost his whole senior year, half a junior and all of senior. based on COVID, so that was part of why he didn't have a prom.
Yeah. But they're back.
I probably could have saved myself a lot of money if I would have skipped the prom, quite frankly. Regrettable.
You didn't feel like it was a good investment?
It was all right. And I don't want to name the young ladies who I went to prom with, but junior year, it was a total friend situation.
No, that's
she
okay.
had no date. I had no date. It was a last minute.
You coaching?
Couple of gingers, yeah. Two gingers, one prom.
Inside.
Yeah. And senior year, I went with my then girlfriend, which she went to a different school, so it's always a bad move.
No, those are great.
It's awful. She doesn't know anyone, so I'm kind of tethered to her.
Yeah, well, no, just bring her into the group.
It's not that easy on a one-off.
You're Dan Dibley. You can totally...
I'm friends with everyone. Waka, waka, waka.
Yeah, you bring people together. You tell us that every day. You started everyone's career.
Thanks.
I don't even know if radio exists in the Bay Area without
you. Look around the building.
Yeah.
And Grandy's just a couple shifts away from me claiming him. He's doing so well.
Yeah.
Lucas, though.
No. Yeah.
I don't love Mark Grandy, but I respect him.
Yeah. There you
have
away from that.
It's a fact.
Anyway. Yeah.
Be safe out there.
I'll never forget that night. That was a good night.
Prom night.
It was a good night. We ended up in a...
Touch them all?
No.
It is gone.
No.
Bud caught.
Everybody having the stuff, huh?
There's so many drops you can play for this.
You have to stick it in there.
That works.
So we ended up...
So we got sausage flying different places.
These are all true. So we ended up... We did... And I don't even know, do people do this anymore? We all got a hotel room here in the city, but with like 40 people.
Right.
40 people. So, like, you can try some things, but good God, like, you can barely even find the space, let alone the privacy.
Right.
So, you know... Just be safe.
Jiggle it often.
Yeah, thank you. Okay?
In front of 40 people.
Whoever you are out there, wherever you're going this weekend or next weekend or the weekend after, somebody loves you. Don't screw this up. Don't mess your own life up. Okay? These DUIs, they cost a bajillion dollars. So unless you get a Mega Millions ticket on the way home and hit it, you're going to really mess your life up and potentially somebody else's. So just be cool.
Yeah.
Do all the other stuff you're not supposed to do, but don't do that. That's my PSA.
Okay. Good PSA. And I'm not sure what else you're allowed to do that you're not supposed to do.
Yeah,
but
do a couple things you're not supposed to do, but don't do that. Don't hurt anybody in the process.
Sure.
Okay? That's all I'm saying. All right. Let me go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. What are you doing?
Just doing a little bit of landscaping. Anyway, you know, I listen to you guys and all the shows almost every time, and I keep hearing people just, you know, just looking at our squad, and rightfully so. Our squad needs to improve, and I totally agree with you, Dibs. It's going to take a LeBron James and a cat to put us on par with who stands in the way, who's on the top of the hill. And it's Joker and his squad. I mean, look at that team, man. It's probably a dynasty in the making. You got Nikola Jokic, who's not just an all-star center, a generational center. I think it is each league is his era right now. We had the LeBron, the Steph era. I think right now, we might be looking at the Nikola Jokic era. And look at their lineup, 1-5, the starting five. And I believe it's probably the best starting five in the NBA right now. You got a true center. You got a stretch four, 6'10 Porter Jr., sniper from the outside, a forward in Gordon. Their two guard is above average. And I haven't even gotten to Jamal Murray, who's a three-level scorer, as a point guard. So, yeah, it's going to take a mountain to at least a couple of mountains to be in that game, in the hunt. But it's not to say I'm not going to watch Doug's Warriors basketball anymore. I'm a diehard fan, but I'm really realistic, man. It's going to take a whole bunch of really great moves.
Well, so here's the thing, Jonathan. I'm glad you brought this up. It's a really good call. The NBA often works like that. We all know that. It might be the Nikola Jokic era, and maybe no one's going to beat him. For at least not consistently for the next few years. So that kind of helps me remake and reshape the point I'm trying to make. I hope no one heard everything that I said over the last hour and think that I'm talking about winning a ring next year. I, like, that to me is like when you get to the playoffs, see what the landscape is. Is there a path to that? Could things break your way? That kind of stuff. I'm not even, and I don't think the Warriors are of that mindset where it's like, okay, how can we build a ring favorite by October? Yeah, that's going to be really freaking hard. But I don't think that's the way you build a team. You build a team to be really good. Just that's it. Just be really good. And then it comes down to the cohesion of that group. How do they fit together? What's the landscape of the league that year? You know, the year that the Warriors won a championship, Nikola Jokic was there and was fantastic and played the Warriors in the playoffs. But what happened? All of his teammates got hurt. I don't know. That might happen again next year. Like, I don't know what the specific, you know, jaw with a on Instagram or whatever. I don't know what's going to play out. That's why I feel maybe like this is more realistic than some of the voices that are coming back at us. All I'm saying is that I think the Warriors can be good next year. I think they can be really good. They're not that far off of being really good now.
I think that they're not that far off from being good or being okay and being maybe a sixth seed, but I don't think that they're close to being really good. And the teams that are around you or behind you, they're all younger and they're more likely to get better as opposed to your core, which is more likely to get worse. You have a 37-year-old superstar who relies on running around and getting shots off, and he's getting more tired than ever before. Yeah. And your other two core guys are closer to declining than they are to getting better. And so I look at the teams all around them, and those teams are younger and they're trending up, whereas you're trending flat, barring any additions.
888-957-9570. Let's keep talking it out. Coming up next, what does Drew Holiday have to do with all this? You might say, nothing. Well, his name came up in a really important Warriors conversation recently. We'll play the sound for you coming up next on Willard and Dips.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Get the Drew Holiday thing in a second. Giants need to go on a little run here sometime soon. I got a text from Mom last night. I guess the game was on maybe national TV.
Yep. Can you help me fix my phone?
That's pretty much what happened. I get a text from Mom, who, by the way, turns 80 on Monday.
Okay.
Monday.
All right, Mom.
I'm going to effort having her on so she can give us her thoughts on the Warriors offseason.
And her thoughts on being 80.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this is a tougher booking than Scott Boras. She will not want to come on the show.
No?
She will not want to come on.
Even though you have an in with her?
I do.
In that
I do
you
know
are
that.
Her son?
I know her people. I know her people. I have her number. I have a direct line. So,
I would love to talk to your
mom.
I
know you would. That's
why
I thought
questions.
Of it. I'll tell you what. Hey, next break, I'll text her because it's going to take 3 days of arm
cajoling.
Twisting. Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Anyway, I got a text from her last night.
I'll text her if you want. I'll reach out.
Here, instead of me acting like I know exactly what she said, let me pull it up.
This is great. Mark.
Where are all the fans at the Giants game?
Oh, boy.
It's empty.
That was the text at 7:59. And I didn't know. How would you have answered that?
It's a great question.
What was the attendance last night? The announced attendance of last night's
Probably 25,800 would be my guess.
Let me see if I can pull it up here.
The announced.
There's Thursday night game. Box score, baby.
26,896.
Okay, good guess.
That's not on a chilly Thursday night. That's not that bad. It's
chilly?
Not
great.
No, it was.
It's not candlestick chilly.
No, and not Chilly Davis either. But it was chilly.
Right.
2 hours and 12 minutes.
Yeah,
long.
Like that's not that bad. Like I don't know if it was late arriving, whatnot. I mean, she texted
it's a division
me that.
Rival. It's a pretty weak, I mean.
Logie's on the hill.
It's exactly. It's a little weak.
It's the reigning NL champions.
Right.
Very exciting. It was a lower bowl game. It was. The lower bowl and the bleachers looked fine. They did not pan out, and I have a feeling I know right. why. But anyway, how would you have responded to that text?
To the text of, where are all the fans at the Giants game? It's empty. Well, if I got a text like that from my mom, I would believe in the afterlife, first and foremost. I'd be like, how the hell did you get a phone into heaven, Mom?
Mom,
I didn't know they had service up there.
Hey, Mom, what are you doing?
Seriously, yeah. Is this all you have to do in heaven? The response is, Mom, comma, relax, period. It's April, period. That's the response. Yeah. It's a Thursday night in April, Mom. Relax. R-E-L-A-X.
Relax. Yeah.
I mean,
I say that to her a lot, though. I don't think she likes hearing that. People don't like you to tell them to relax.
Take a chill pill, Mom.
Yeah. Like you might.
I can't afford it. Have you seen pharmaceuticals these days? Those chill pills are expensive.
I'm already taking too many pills.
Exactly.
I'm carrying around a bag of them.
No, I like.
Which one's the chill pill? Tom?
Telling people to relax is only a little bit better than telling people to calm down.
Totally.
They don't like it.
Well, honestly, she should know the answer.
Calm down. Yeah, she should, but she's 80,
well,
so I don't really do that to her.
So you could give her a more elaborate answer. Well, you know, Mom, since the pandemic, there's been an exodus of people working in and about San Francisco, which has led to a slower and a lower number of walk-up fans for these Thursday night games.
I'm done with that answer. That answer's now.
It's a fact.
It's a bunch of BS.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's factual because.
No, it's not.
It is because if you work in the city and you're getting off work on a Thursday and you're feeling frisky and you want to go do something, you might go to a Giants game against the D-backs.
Understood.
But if you don't work in the city and you're feeling frisky,
okay,
you're not going to drive in and pay $75 to park and have your car broken into just to go watch the Giants for 2 hours and 12 minutes.
There are certainly ways around that, but my point is, while the facts of what you're saying are right, I'm done with that's why the stadium is not full. Chase Center's full. Why is Chase Center full? It's even more expensive, and it's right next door.
They don't have a capacity of 40,000.
Right, but I bet it'd be pretty full. I bet it'd be pretty close to 40 if they did. You don't think they could sell 40,000 tickets?
Not on a Thursday night against the equivalent of Arizona.
I disagree.
Which would be like
more than
OKC?
More than half the games are an equivalent of Arizona, or worse.
Right, which is why they normally would get 26,000.
Yeah. My point is there are plenty of people here to fill a building. Like we are if I'm a business, like that, I'm not going to say all businesses, but if I'm a business like that, I am not going to be blaming COVID anymore for why things aren't going the way that we're going. Like Macy's can close at Union Square. Oh, COVID. No, Amazon. It's not COVID. There's enough people. There are enough people to fill your building.
Well, retail is over. So
right.
There's that.
Right.
And maybe baseball is the new retail.
Maybe. I don't know.
Honestly, that's a bigger issue is it's baseball. It's not, you know, the COVID and people not working here. But the reason why that's 26 and not 31, I do think a lot of that is people not working in the city. But a bigger issue is baseball, because if you want to go out to your point, if you have an option of the Warriors at Chase, Steph, Clay, and Dre, against whoever other star is coming to town, or go watch a Giant game. You know, 2 hours and 12, it's entertaining. That game was 1-0 until the ninth inning or until the eighth.
Right, although...
It was not a ton of entertainment in that game.
No, but going to a Giants game is a lot. I know it's expensive, but it's not as expensive as going to a Warrior game.
Right.
Nowhere near.
Well, depends on what you consider the cost of going to... Like, going to a Giant game or going to a Warrior game, it's tougher to go on mass transit to either one, so you're going to park. And if you're going to go to the Giants game and park, it's 50, 75.
Same for Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you park where I park.
Don't
keep
tell
that off
anybody.
The air. Yeah,
it's exactly. It's been getting tougher.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. I've been in a while.
Well, they changed the signs. You got to go another block up.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah,
I'm not afraid to go a block up or two blocks over. I'll get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
Get there early and start walking. Yeah, exactly.
You're going to ruin everything.
It's everything gets ruined. And I don't know if you saw the story, but San Francisco is now being more aggressive about enforcing parking violations.
Good.
This came out yesterday.
I mean, I guess. Okay.
Here's an idea. How about you enforce all the break-ins that happen to my vehicle while I park legally?
How about all the violations?
Yeah.
Any violations? All the crimes?
Yeah.
Anything.
But instead, you know, go ahead and clamp down on those of us who try to park and pay for parking. But, you know, somebody smashes my window. Huh, we won't worry about that.
Yep. Yep.
The city.
So why did Drew Holiday's name come up? Zach Lowe on The Low Post, which is the name of his podcast. Listen to this about the Warriors and Klay Thompson both taking note of Drew Holiday's extension.
I think different people in that organization, just as would be the case with any organization, any big organization, there's a lot of thinkers there, have different levels of sentimental attachment to Klay, who's a free agent, and Draymond, who has had a volatile last 24 months. Klay's going to draw interest around the league. He's going to want a fair salary. I can tell you for sure both sides took note of that Drew Holiday extension with the Celtics, 4 years, $135 million.
Okay, 4 years and $135 million. What's the math?
That would be 34.
That's right. 33.75.
Yeah.
Okay. 33.75.
Ho, baby.
They took note of that extension, meaning Klay took note and went, huh. And the Warriors took note and went, uh-uh. So how does that translate to the situation the Warriors are facing? With each passing day right now, and this is not sourced at all. This is not from a conversation. Okay. This is from listening to everybody for the last 48 hours, understanding the situation financially a little bit better. Bobby Marks on our show yesterday was really helpful. Understanding everything where it sits. And then also reading these tea leaves that everyone I listen to seems to think that Klay Thompson is not incentivized to just be a Warrior. I just want to be a Warrior. That's not apparently where his head is. And I think when you combine his dad and himself, his dad on this show and Klay at the podium at Chase Center, both saying within the last 2 weeks, we haven't even thought about free agency. Hadn't even crossed our mind. And if it had, we wouldn't talk to each other about it. I barely even know that man. Who is that man using my last name? Get rid of him. All of that, to me, speaks to the same thing, which is, as Zach Lowe just said, Klay is going to demand a fair salary. And if he thinks that he is just Drew Holiday light, and Bobby Marks said this is still very much a $25 to $30 million a year player, and there will be offers around the league. More I hear, I feel like right now every day, in my brain, the likelihood of Klay not being a Warrior goes up.
Right. Because if the market is like that for Drew Holiday, which Klay is not Drew Holiday anymore. He used to be Drew Holiday before Drew was Drew. And Klay is maybe, I don't know, 20% lower on the valuation as Drew Holiday. Well, you take off $7 million from what Drew's getting, which is almost 34, and that puts Klay at 27, which is right about where Bobby Marks was saying that Klay would be 25 to 30. And I don't think that the Warriors want to pay him between 25 and 30 a year to come back and be, you know, like you were saying, you need Klay to be your fifth best player. Maybe he's your sixth man. Maybe he's your seventh man. if he's your starting two again, you're probably the same kind of team you were this year.
Remember the call yesterday that was like, why doesn't Steph Curry just take half his salary?
Right.
Which, of course, he can't do for the next 2 years because he's already under contract. But I do think in the end, like, the rub right now for the big three and for the future of the Warriors organization in the near term is this. And it's that you're looking at these guys, quite frankly, all three of them, but two of them are already signed. You're looking at these three guys. All three of them are saying the same thing. We badly want to win, and we think we still can. Okay, so there's your premise. You want to win, and you think you still can. The Warriors are going to come back and say, there's literally no way for us to win if we just pay you what you want to be paid. We can't be good. So we'll pay you. It's almost like, dude, you pick.
Yeah.
You pick your answer. You can take the money or you can allow us to try to be good. The problem is the player will rightfully look right back at ownership and say, yes, you can pay me what I want.
Right.
And be good. It's just a matter of who's going to take the haircut, me or you. And the employee is going to sit there and go, why should I take the haircut? I'm one man, one man.
Right, right.
And you're a multi-billion dollar organization.
The organization that paid you $68 million when you were in a hospital.
All true, but you heard what he said the other day. He is not as whimsical about that as we thought he was.
Yeah.
He was not as thankful about that as we thought he was. The whole idea of, wow, the Warriors paid me when I was in the hospital. That's amazing. Well, 2 days ago, he changed that and went, can you imagine them not paying me?
Exactly.
We had just gone to the finals 5 straight years. Of course they paid me.
Right.
That's very different.
You got the max. You tore your ACL. You got the max. And then you blew out your Achilles underneath the max. And the team never said a word about it. They paid you $68 million because they had to. You were under contract. And that's the way that went. And if I'm the team and I'm looking at the history of this player and this contract and where he is now, I'm thinking, all right, it might be time for you to make good. Not that he owes them. He doesn't owe them a thing. But if I'm Joe Lacob and I'm thinking about bringing him back or not bringing him back, I'm not going to say, oh, you know what, Clay, we're going to give you $30 million a year because, darn it, you've been great and we need you. And I'm going to go back in the luxury tax because I want to make sure that you're still here. I don't think that they're going to do that. I don't see that.
Yeah. I mean, the number I hear fans throw around a lot is 20. I'd pay Clay 20. You're not going to get Clay for 20.
No. No.
Like, that is one decision. Not, I shouldn't call it a decision. That is one opinion at which I have arrived. That is not going to get it done. And I mean that for two reasons. A, I think there will be offers at least 25. And B, if that is the final analysis, offers between 25 to 30 elsewhere and 20 from the Warriors, yes, I believe he'll leave.
Yeah, I mean, 25 to 20 is a big deal. And I wonder if years isn't more of the factor. Because the Warriors might offer 25 for 2 years. And another team might offer 25 for 3 years. And at that point, if you're Clay, you'd probably take 3 and 75 elsewhere as opposed to 2 and 50 here.
I don't know about that. You know what I mean? And I know that he will, and this is not fair, but he will take criticism. Even when you said 20 to 25 is a lot, well, you're not wrong. That's 25% more. That's a lot of money, especially if it's over 2 to 3 years.
Right.
You're talking about, you know, fans will sit here and be like, wow, it's only $15 million. You've made $250 million in your career.
Right.
And I know that rich people don't look at it that way. They're like, yeah, that's $15 million. And maybe more importantly, it is a respect thing that we know Clay, is this the right word, struggles with. It matters to him.
Right.
So I don't want to call it a weakness. That matters to him, and that's fair. Like, you get to decide what your value is and what you want to demand. But he will take criticism because people will look at this and go, come on, man, $200-some-odd million in your career. What's a few million bucks to stay part of the big three? And I just am starting to get the sense that that carries some weight, but not the weight that we think it should or could.
Yeah, it shouldn't carry any weight for any player. You ultimately have to make your own decision based on what you think's important. And if it comes down to respect, and if the Warriors offer him 20 and, you know, Wiggins is making more and Draymond's making more. We know Steph is making more and Clay's thinking, I don't want to be the fourth highest paid player. I don't want to make less than Andrew Wiggins. I mean, do you really fault him for that from an ego standpoint? I don't.
I don't fault him for anything.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't take any criticism from me.
Yeah.
Like you have to. He has said this now twice just in the last week. I want to spend time figuring out what I prioritize.
The mentals. Yeah.
Right. So what is going to make me feel good? And there's essentially two things. What's going to make you feel good? Staying with Steph or making the most money? I fault you for neither. You get to come to that decision. It just feels to me like if you had asked anybody that at any other point in his career, most people would have been like, stay with Steph. They're good. There is even financial value in wearing the same jersey for your entire career, right? You obviously love the water and the here and all. So there's all that other stuff. It just feels like there are some things that have happened this year that have set the table for Klay Thompson to prioritize the money and the respect, if you will.
Right.
Rather than the branding and the big three of
and,
it all.
Yeah, one of those things is the reported offer of 2 years and $48 million that he turned down. So if that is the baseline of his rejection, 2 years and $48 million, and it's a sourced report, we don't know if it's completely factual, but it seems like it is something that happened, and that was reported to have happened back in November or December. And so he says no to that, and the team's going to come back now with more than that, considering their...
Wouldn't think.
Right. So do they come back with that same offer? If they come back with an offer that is less than what was reported, well, that's a big middle finger to Klay Thompson. No, I would take that
not necessarily,
as disrespectful.
Not necessarily, because what if that's all the market will bear as well? I like,
right, but we think that the market will bear more than that.
Maybe,
Bobby Marks, the expert from ESPN who joined us yesterday, seemed to indicate that the market will be more between 25 and 30
right,
per.
Which 24 is obviously not that far off from that. So
right,
like it
right.
would not be crazy, even for Bobby Marks' prediction, if nobody goes over 24. That's possible. That's plausible.
If he signs elsewhere for 2 years and $48 million, then that would be a very telling development.
That would be interesting.
If he took less than $25 million a year to go elsewhere,
well,
that to me would be.
What if the Warriors aren't even offering that anymore?
Right.
Like,
well, and based on where they are with the second apron and all the rest of it, the luxury tax.
They knew that at the beginning of the year. What they didn't know is how the season played out.
Right.
And I do think there is a healthy chance, and even though the Warriors have been very clear, they all said, we want Klay back. Like, that was practiced, clearly. Mike Dunleavy, Steve Kerr, Joe Lacob, everybody.
Steph Curry.
Raymond Ritter. Yeah. They all sat down. Okay, we're going to handle the press tomorrow. What are we saying about Klay? Yeah, we're comfortable. We want Klay back. We've told him that. All right. That's fine. One thing in Klay's press conference that stood out to me was his consistent reminder to the press that he played 77 games. Didn't necessarily matter to Klay, or it wasn't the highlight of how he played. It was just that he played. That was value to him. After what I've been through, I played 77 games. So he's sitting there going, you offered me 2 and 48 at the beginning of the year, and then I went and did the darn thing. I played in almost all the games. And the Warriors might be sitting here going, right. And not all of them were up to snuff, particularly the last one.
Wow.
/ most important one. Now, Mike Dunleavy said that doesn't factor into any of this.
Yeah.
And I largely believe him. But that, to me, does set a table for some strife in negotiations, which Klay seems prouder of his season than than maybe the external eyes do.
Yeah, and I could see why he would be prouder of that. He was 54th in the association in games played. Only 53 guys played more games than he did, and he played more games than any other player on the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson was fourth in the league in three-pointers made and fourth in the league in three-pointers attempted. But he made the fourth most three. So you're talking about a guy who, even though 0 for 10 in the last game is on everyone's mind, he shot the ball fairly well.
That's why I still think he fits. Steve Kerr is out here going, we need more shooting.
They need more shooting.
And we need Klay. And I'm like, there's no way around that he is your second best shooter. He's your second best shooter.
He's your only other shooter. You only had two shooters.
Right.
You had Steph, you had Klay, and end of list.
I think that's a very important point for the Warriors this season. People look at them, and they have plenty of people who can shoot, but they don't have a lot of shooters. Those are different things in basketball. They got people who can knock down a three. They need three-point shooters.
Right.
And Klay is clearly one of, you're right, probably two. Probably two on the roster who you're like, that's a pure three-point shooter. And so to move off of him would be, I think, counterproductive. The problem is yes, there's the money side of it, and that has to fit. I don't care what they pay him, but they do, and he does.
Right.
So we're presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. All right, Chris, Mike, you'll start us off. 888-957-9570, the number. Heidi Watney of the Apple Plus broadcast for the Giants and Diamondbacks tonight is a half hour away. This is Willard and Dibs.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I still think he's a $25, $30 million player. I really do. Is he a three years? Probably not. But if the Magic fall, I'm going to just give an example. If the Magic fall short and, you know, they need shooting desperately, would you pay Klay two for 50, somewhere in that range? And I think he's still, I think he's, you know, north of $20 million guy.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry, Thompson. We didn't mean to pay you.
Oh, it's Friday.
Yeah. Shout out my good friend, Wookie, Michael Anthony, who's no longer with us. Yeah, this was one of Wookie's favorite songs. Wook left us about 6 years ago. Whenever I hear this song, I think about Wook.
Yeah. May he rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. What a guy.
Is it RIP to the big three is what we've been playing with. I keep looking at ways to sort of remove the money from my brain. It's funny to me. I find this funny. It's funny.
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, not funny, like haha.
Okay. Like a clown?
No, not funny like a clown. Funny like interesting. You know what I mean?
Quirky.
Right.
It's strange.
It's interesting how many people, because I've gotten this email, I've gotten this text, I've been in this conversation, out of the building, from Warrior fans all over the city. No way in hell I'm paying Klay $25 a year. I pay him $20. I'm like, you don't need to pay him anything.
Right.
Why does that matter to you so much? And I know the number one answer The answer is, well, that would prevent him from doing something else.
Cost prohibitive.
But what if it doesn't? You don't know what it would or would not prevent them from doing. $5 million total on next year's number is not going to make or break the Warriors from being the 2 seed versus the 11 seed. It's not.
It might.
It's not.
It might if it keeps them from going above the luxury tax and getting another player.
Bobby said to us, if you're signing Klay Thompson back, you are filling in the rest of the roster with very low level, mostly minimum guys.
Right.
That's true whether he gets 25 or 20. That's just true, period. So if that's the case, I do wonder why are so many of you seemingly playing mock GM and doing the whole, well, I'd give him this, but I wouldn't give him that. It is largely, for me, it's the same smell. It's all the same thing. That's why I asked Bobby Marks, if they re-sign Klay, can they also afford to go on the open market and make a trade for a big-time player? And he firmly stated, no. No, they cannot. Okay, fine. So now I know. It's either to Klay or not to Klay.
Right.
That's the question. It's not micromanaging how many dollars it is. It's either just a yes or a no. 20, 25, 26, 24, whatever. Not my money. You either are committing to him and filling in with other little people, or you're not committing to him and you're going to then have the ability for some maneuverability to totally change the roster.
Right. And if you don't commit to him and you take that salary slot and you spend it on other players, I wonder if you can get a free agent to come in here for whatever that would be. And it's still the same amount of money, 20 or 25 or whatever the number is, to keep you below the tax threshold. Unless Joe Lacob decides, after all of his ruminations and he takes time away and he says, you know what? I am doing $400 million again. Let's bring Klay back and let's take Chris Paul's salary slot and let's bring in another $30 million a year guy and let's just go way over the tax again. I don't see that happening.
Doubtful. No, I think the
for a 10 seed.
Yeah, the willingness to, well, but that was this year. That's over.
Yeah.
You got to project. You got to project forward. And so, if there's a big move, it's a trade. It's not free agency. We'll see who comes available. And I do think that Joe Lacob could be wooed into saying yes to some things that, as of now, we're assuming he won't. That's on the table, if you ask me. Chris in San Jose with Willard and Dibs. Heidi Watney coming up in about 20 minutes. Apple TV Plus, Giants, Diamondbacks, Friday night. Hey, Chris, what's up?
What's going on, gentlemen? Happy Friday, Willard, Dibbers. I know you guys like to use your doctorate in playing devil's advocate occasionally, but if you'll give me a second, just rock with me here.
Okay.
We're talking about Klay. I mean, it's a very, you could talk about Wiggins, Draymond, but while we're on the topic of Klay, I'll just stick to that. It's a nuanced situation, in my opinion, but it's also a very clear situation. To me, the clear situation is that if you're going to bring Klay back right off into the sunset with the big three, you're simply not going to do anything as a team. Whether, like you said, it's not our money, 2 for 40, 2 for 48, whatever it is. Either way, if he's a guy who you're counting on to be your number two or number three scorer in today's NBA while not playing defense, you're going to struggle, especially in the Western Conference. I can take it a little further. His ego, even though he went to the bench, that first game he went to the bench, he had about 6 shots in 3 minutes. So he's never going to get rid of that chip on his shoulder. And regardless of what you pay him, he's not going to be able to slide into that role and be an effective 2 or 3 anymore if the goal is to compete for a title. And you want to talk about other teams. I've heard people throw around the Mavericks a lot. They're paying, I think, Tim Hardaway $16 million a year. He's giving them 15 points a game with better defense than Klay plays at times, even though it's not great. So you think another team who is on the edge of contention is going to give him 2 for $48 million? I don't think so. I mean, unless a team is desperate or, you know, like in Orlando, well, who's trying to maybe win a playoff series.
That's the deal, though, Chris. Yeah, there are desperate teams out there. And I'll just defer to what Bobby Marks says and every other NBA voice, by the way, that I hear, that these offers apparently are being prepared. Everyone expects it. You could be right. Maybe they won't come. Maybe we'll be surprised. But I do think those offers are going to be out there. The rest of what you have to say, Chris, I largely agree with most of what you're saying. And I know that Klay Thompson is in a completely, thank you so much, Chris, in a completely different stratosphere when it comes to the emotional connection with the organization.
Right.
I get that. But I think it's important to remember the Warriors are very, very willing. This front office, this ownership group, they are willing to be cutthroat. They absolutely are. Like, do you know who at that time, like, again, not in the same stratosphere as Klay because that's a career thing. But in the moment, the Warriors were recent champions and there were players on the team who fans loved. Their names were Harrison Barnes and Andrew Bogut. And they were champions. And they had also just been a part of a 73-win basketball team. Like, I'm telling you, that was the deal. Those were our guys. And the Warriors kicked them in the rear end as fast as they could. A bunch of them got on a plane together and flew across the country to woo in their replacement. And they did. I think that's important to remember. The Warriors, like Mike Dunleavy said yesterday, is never a wrong time to make the right decision. I totally believe that they are willing to let Klay walk if these conversations don't go right.
Yes, but that's not the same as, you know, making a hard trade and trying to upgrade your roster with Kevin Durant. This would be, a cost-cutting move. It would be a situation where Klay is going to get more on the open market than they're willing to pay. And it comes down to me to a little bit of a pay the piper conversation, because if you don't want to be over the tax anymore, if you don't want to be a repeater, you don't want to be in that second apron, maybe you're okay being in the first apron, but you still want to have a team that's somewhat competitive, then hard choices must be made.
I mean,
and that's partly why you're going to make a decision on Kevon Looney. And we don't talk a lot about that, but it seems like they're not going to have Kevon around anymore. His guarantee is only partial. It's $3 million. So Kevon is probably going to be one of those hard decisions, and a guy you love, a three-time champ, and you're just going to probably end up cutting him June 30th and give him $3 million guaranteed and let him go out there and go where he goes.
I think the Klay thing is comparable. I really, really do. I know that he is right there alongside Steph and Dre with the emotional connect. But if people think about what I just said and go, but that was for Durant, this is what I'm talking about. Play this out in your head. Just imagine, because these things can happen. And we've already talked about it a little bit. I've heard it from multiple places that there's something going on with the Timberwolves and Karl Anthony Towns. There just is. And if they don't have a great playoff run in them, then Minnesota is going to be taking and making calls. Doesn't mean he's going to be traded. I don't know. But it's possible. So just let's say the Warriors have the package that Minnesota wants. They're able to put this together. They're able to acquire Karl Anthony Towns. That is on the table. Minnesota loses 2 weeks from now to the Suns, and those conversations all happen in the month of May. And the Warriors have sort of like, okay, here's the basis for what we'll do. So the Warriors know that by the time the month of June rolls around. Okay. You're willing to let Klay walk? You get Karl Anthony Towns in another trade, but it means that you cannot afford to even offer Klay 20 or 25
right,
or whatever.
Of course you're willing to.
Are you letting him walk?
Of course.
Okay. There you go.
I think you're letting him walk anyway, unless he's willing to.
Well, he might be doing the walking as it currently
and
stands.
And if Bobby Marks is right, who joined yesterday from ESPN, if he's getting 25 to 30, it's a no.
You know, what I'm talking about, like, we're already at a spot where I don't know what Klay's going to demand. But at the same time, the Warriors could get, there are things that could happen out there that lead to the Warriors not even making him an offer at all.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And I think that they would do it if they felt like there was a home run out there, unlikely though it may be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.